I'm so excited about saying goodbye to 2018 and hello to 2019. So many of us are excited about that, right? We all amped up, we pumped, we in anticipation for all the awesome things that's going to happen in 2019. But here's my problem with that. It's not just going to happen, right? It's something we have to create, we have to build, we have to put some action behind, right? It's not just going to happen. You're not just going to wake up one day and life is just awesome. It doesn't happen that way. It's something that you actually form. There's steps, there's strategies, there's actions that you have to take to ensure that that year is going to be awesome for you. And in doing that, it's doing it every day. Every day you are making choices. And with every choice, you're determining whether you're going to have a good year or you're not going to have a good year, right? So in other words, we can't just make choices on the fly. We got to take every choice as something critical, something serious, something we really need to think about, because every choice, every action has a reaction. It has an outcome. It has a result. So we can't just go through life just doing us, just keeping it real. We got to make some real serious decisions and some choices that's setting us up to make sure that we have the best year possible. And here's the thing, why so many people don't have the best life is because they're walking around with broken hearts. If you don't believe me, just turn on the news, look in the newspaper. Go online and you hear all this crazy stuff on the radio, on TV. You see all this crazy stuff online that people are doing to other people. You've heard the saying, hurting people hurt people. People are not just setting out in most cases to hurt another human being. And even when they do, in most cases, it's not because of anything that person have done so bad that you can, you know, just do some of these hideous things. It's long-term pain, right? For instance, you see somebody out on the street and they scrapping, or you see somebody get a gun and, you know, they chasing somebody, shooting somebody. Many times it's not that they're that angry or that outraged with that person per se. Usually it is years and years and years of brokenness and pain all coming to a head. So the person that they're arguing with or disagreeing with can be getting 20 years of hurt from one act of a bullet, a knife wound, or whatever it may be. And here's what I want to say today. If you are that person and you know that you got some wounds in your heart, that you are walking around with a broken heart, it may be something from your childhood. It may be something that you didn't quite settle with your mom, your dad, some of your relatives, a friend, a classmate, whatever the case may be. If you know in your heart of hearts that that heart of yours is wounded, I plead with you to take the time to heal your heart. Because if you don't, it's going to be so hard for you to have your best life. Can you imagine you without a broken heart? That you is a totally different person than the person you are today. That wounded heart you and that healed heart you, they're two totally different people. And if 2019 is going to be your best year, it has to be because you're willing to put in some work, some action. You're willing to do what is necessary to heal your heart, whether it's going to get a counselor, a life coach, a mentor, a best friend, someone who will listen to you, who will allow you to cry, who will keep your secrets, whatever that may be for you. Journaling. It's time to get all of that anger, that resentment, that shame, that guilt, that bitterness. It's time to release it. It's time to allow your heart to be whole and not shattered, not broken, not spread it all over the place, but have God be able to put those pieces back together and restore your heart as if it had never been wounded. He's able to do it. God is able to restore you like never before. His word says in John 10:10 that he wants us to live an abundant life. That's what he wants for us. That's his desire for us. How are you going to live an abundant life hurting, broken, shattered? Heal your heart. We've been seeing this, like I said, on the radio, on TV, on the internet, online, all these crazy things happening. Because there's so many people walking around with these wounded hearts, with this anger, with this resentment, feeling like they didn't get a fair chance at life as a child. Maybe they didn't get a fair chance, you know, as an adult, as a husband, as a wife, whatever it may be, whatever that issue may be. Maybe they were taken advantage of, violated in some type of way, and now they're bitter and they're broken. And as long as you stay that way, Satan has a way into your heart to rob your future, to rob you from living the abundant life that God talks about. Some of us have been this way for so long as teenagers, just angry and rightfully so. I'm not saying that we don't have a right. Sometimes you got a right to be angry, right? But it's still stealing the abundant life that God has for you. Even though you got a right, it's stealing from you. And if you were that person as a teenager and now you're an adult and you have kids of your own, that means that your kids have never experienced you that didn't have that broken heart. And the healed you and the brokenhearted you, they're two different people. Introduce yourself to the world. Reintroduce yourself as a person who's whole, who's complete, who's healed, because you're taking the time to heal your heart so that you can live your best life, so that you can experience that better version of who you were meant to be. God didn't create you to go through life with a broken heart. You know, it's like an orange. Anything you squeeze, you're going to get that out of that object. So if you squeeze an orange, you're going to get orange juice. And if you squeeze a bitter, angry person, you're going to get that bitterness and that anger. And then we wonder why the world is so messed up. It's so messed up because people are walking around wounded. Rightfully so, some of them. It may be something that somebody did to you and they caused you some pain. And so you're walking around angry, but listen here. Listen to what I'm saying to you. They may have caused the wound, but it's not their job to heal it. It's not their job to heal it. It's your job to heal your heart. Is it right? No, I don't think it's right. But it is what it is. It's your job. And if you don't heal it, you're going to always be walking around missing out on your best life. Don't you want a better life? Don't you want to live, to laugh, and to love from a genuine place? Don't you want to be able to rest when you sleep? Tossing and turning, aren't you tired? You may think that you're not strong enough to face your wounded heart because it may be so deep. The pain may be so deep. But God is able to hold your hand through this and to help you through this and to give you strength that you didn't even think you had to get through this. Here's my prayer for you today. That you would take the time to heal your brokenness. And who knows, when you heal your brokenness, you may just be able to help someone else heal their brokenness. Wouldn't it be a better world if all these broken hearts were beginning to mend, to mend, to mend, to mend, and we didn't have to deal with so much horrendous things going on in the world, coming out of pure brokenness, you know, unhealed wounds, anger, rage. Heal your heart. Father God, I ask you that everybody that's listening to this podcast, Father God, that has a broken heart, I ask that you touch everywhere, Father God, they hurt, everywhere that they're broken. I ask that you mend it, their hearts, and that you restore them, Father God, as if there was never a wound in the first place. And Lord, we thank you for their better. We thank you for that better version that they're walking into. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.